This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at low forage rations. And our listeners may wonder, well, why would we talk about low forage diets? Well, we can have such things as drought, and we know that happens in the western part of the United States, flooding happening right now here in the U.S. That can also reduce the forage inventory in the farm. In some respects, just the cost of forages makes it very expensive to put in the feeding program. And then, of course, forage quality would be a factor, and also forage hygiene, which means how clean is that forage in terms of soil contamination as well. When we look at forages, certainly we know that digestibility becomes a big factor. Forages also can impact feed efficiency, which reflects forage quality, has an impact on components, especially milk fat and acidosis here at point, and can also have some impact on inflammation and overall cow health as well. High-quality forages, basically we look at such things as the percent forage in the diet, typically around 18 to 19%, the percent NDF, depending on the type of crop it is. And of course, forage NDF, that is what percent of the diet is forage, typically somewhere around 19 to 21%, and then, of course, forage quality as well. Forages will affect rate of passage, which means how quickly the feed passes through the digestive tract, what's the rate of digestion, and, of course, impact such things as intake and available nutrients as well. Usually, high forage diets usually will increase feed efficiency and is based on NDF digestibility as well and can raise butterfat test. If you don't feed enough forage, you can have SARA, which is known as subacute rumen acidosis, and we can measure that a couple of different ways. pH in the rumen for more than 3 hours would be considered SARA, or pH below 5.8 for over 5 hours per day as well. And, of course, we can measure some of the inflammatory responses with these low rumen pHs by measuring haptoglobin in the bloodstream as well. So certainly there was a study being done here in which we look at starch levels to see what impact that would have on low forage diets. In these three diets, the forage NDF was at 12.6. Now, that's a very low number, Bill, but certainly they want to measure these, what you and I would call a low forage diet. And they were looking then at starch levels at 20, 25, and 30. When they ended up doing the study, they discovered that there was a little more starch in those diets. So the three diets, the low one was 23% starch, the middle one 28% starch, and the high one was 33% starch. And they were using about 3.8% fuzzy cottonseed in here. And to get those starch levels up, they varied the amount of corn grain and soy hulls in the diet. And then they were measuring a rumen pH, determining using the 5.8 over 10 hours. And they were seeing that occurring on the very high starch, low forage diets. So these cows were under acidosis as well. The blood hemoglobin reflected this as well. The low starch diets at 2.9, where the higher starch diets were over 3.3 and 3.0 respectively. Dry matter intake, not a big surprise. These cows ate more dry matter because higher levels of starch, difference there about 6.5 pounds of dry matter. Milk production followed that trend as well, achieving about 4 pounds more milk. But no surprise to the researchers, the butterfat test went from 3.93 on the low starch diets with the low forages down to 3.36. So energy corrected milk, there was significant differences there. And of course, they also measured some of the trans CLA acids. This is what caused the low butterfat test. And sure enough, they discovered in the low starch diets, only about 1%, where on the high starch diets, Bill, it was at 4%. So our take-home effects is that certainly if you're going to be faced with low forage diets, we're going to really monitor such things as starch and sugar levels in the feeding program and be aware of rumen acidosis. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
A lot of eyes are on dairy product demand right now, both domestically and exports. And High Ground Dairy's Curtis Bosma will talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.